This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
His family, his companions, and his followers until the Day of Judgment, and all the prophets and the messengers and their followers. My dear brothers and sisters, first of all, I would like to say that I'm so happy and glad to be in Arlington. As usual, alhamdulillah, this is like home for me. Whenever I find an opportunity to be with you, I don't really hesitate to do that. And really what makes this visit even extra special to me, that's talking about a very important topic, I believe. Even though I do have a very long trip will take place very soon, but I thought about, I really don't want to miss this opportunity to talk about this topic, which is related to the hereafter and to the journey of the believers, and talk about how the heart and the mind of the believers are connected to each other. And in order for us to achieve a healthy mind, to be able to have a correct way of seeing things and analyzing things and thinking in the right way, we should have a correct belief, first of all. We should fill our heart with goodness. As Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah used to say, إِنَّ الْإِعْتِقَادَ الصَّحِيحِ أَسَاسُ الْإِدْرَاكِ الصَّحِيحِ. If a person has a correct belief, a righteous belief, he or she will be able to see things from the right perspective. The best politicians are the one who has a correct belief. The best businessmen, the one who has a correct belief. The best fuqaha, the one who has correct belief. The best muhaddithin are the one who has the correct belief. The best zuhad, teachers, and so on, is always connected to the one who has the right belief. And no doubt, one of the most important parts of our belief, believing in the hereafter, believing in the next life, believing in the Day of Judgment, believing in the last day. إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْآخِرَ عُمُومًا أَصْلٌ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ أُصُولِ الْإِيمَانِ. As a matter of fact, دَائِمًا فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَّةِ, always in Quran and Sunnah, believing in Allah and the Day of Judgment, they always come alongside. يعني, you always say Allah and the Yawm al-Akhir, Allah and the Yawm al-Akhir. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر. البر, what is البر? البر, it means the highest level of إيمان, يعني أعلى درجات الإيمان, الإيمان الصالح, الإيمان القوي, الإيمان الثابت. قال النبي, قال الله تعالى, لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون. يعني لا تنالوا هذه المرتبة العالية في الدين حتى تكون الدنيا في يدك وليست في قلبك, حتى تعطي مما تحب, حتى تعطي وتنفق مما تحب. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, in so many hadith, he would say, whoever believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment, he should or she should what? Be good to their neighbors. Say a woman not travel without a mahram. He should be generous and very hospitable, generous to his guests. Whoever believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment, he or she should be good or generous with their guests. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. لا من كانت تؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فلا تسافر إلا مع ذي محرم. All these ahadith always mentioning Allah and the Day of Judgment together. And iman, believing in the next life, believing in the hereafter, it is part of the belief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. The believers, the one who believe in what Allah has revealed to you, Muhammad, and believe also in, they believe in the books which is revealed before you, and they believe in the Akhirah. They have certainty in their heart, and they believe in their heart, but they believe in the hereafter. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. The believer is the one who performs salat, gives zakat. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ يُوقِنُونَ. And they also believe in the akhirah, the hereafter. Surah 27, verse 3. Today, I will start my lectures by talking about death. Death. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أكثر من ذكري هادم اللذات. في رواية هاذم، والفرق بين الإعجام بنقطة يعني هاذم ودون والإهمال هاذم. هاذم يعني يكسر، هاذم يعني ينقض بسرعة. الهدم هو الانقضاض بسرعة، والهدم هو الإزالة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, often remember the destroyer of pleasures, which is death. The destroyer of pleasure. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, the one who attacked the pleasures, the one who quickly destroyed any pleasures or any... the pleasures here means the bad pleasures, the bad, the thing which is not supposed the person have it. Like, for example, the pleasure of committing what is haram or doing what is haram. In Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, another hadith said, whenever you remember death while you are in a hardship, it will make it easy on you. And when you remember it in ease time, when you're taking your time, the dunya will be so narrow in front of you, will look so small in front of you. They ask the American public, what's the thing that American public fear the most? What's number fear, يعني, number one fear in America, you think? Can anybody guess? No, actually, number one fear in America is public speaking. That's number one fear in whole in America, public speaking. Number two is death. Number two is death. People fear death. Death is something really deserve to be respected, deserve to be afraid of. Death is something happening around us almost, just for you, can to see the picture from another perspective, there is 150,000 person die daily on the face of the earth. And those people, without the people who die because of war, those the ones who out of war zones, like out of Iraq, Somalia, or earthquake like that, or cyclone that hit Burma. I'm talking about average situation. There is 150,000 people daily die around you. So don't think that there is no much death going on. No, there is a lot of people dying. And guess what? That every soul shall taste death, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ دَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste death. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. Wherever you're going to be, the death will catch you, will hunt you down, as we say. You will die one day, no matter what you try to do. No matter how, what kind of health insurance he has, how healthy you are, the death, when it's arrived to you as a surprise. And nobody can believe, can feel that he is safe from death. And Hassan al-Basri used to say, if there is something in this life, no human have a doubt about it, it will be death. If there is something, every human on the face of the earth, he doesn't or she doesn't doubt, it will be death. Have you ever seen anybody say, I will never die? Maybe some people will say, I will die, then I will reincarnate, or I will go to another life. But everybody agreed there is death. Something, no, fact, nobody denied. But he said in the same times, we deal with it as it is the most doubtful things in our life. As it's something so doubtful, you never think that it will happen to you. It will never happen to you. And that's absolutely not true. We as a Muslim, we view this as an occurrence. Something will occur to you. Yani, and this is very different from other people's view. Because so many philosophers, and if you study philosophy, they will tell you death is the annihilation of the souls, when the soul will not be exist. No, we don't believe that. We believe that death, something will occur, will happen to you. It's basically taking you from one level to another. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. Allah, the one who created death and life. Created what? Death and life. So there are two creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creations. Allah created death as He created life. So you go from one level to another. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, Allah created human from body and soul. From body and soul. And He made for us, from us, three stages. We go through three stages. The first one in this dunya, where most of the enjoyment, most of the punishment, most of the suffering, and most of the rewarding related to body, not to soul. أكثر النعيم والعذاب في الأرض في الدنيا للأجساد والأرواح تبعه. Mainly on their bodies. In the grave, mainly on the souls. And in the akhirah, in the next life, distributed equally between souls and body. In hellfire and in paradise. So it's an equal balance. You go through three stages, which it fits every category that you can think of. We know that the knowledge of this death, nobody know it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imam Malik once saw a dream. He saw the angel of death. And he told the angel of death, when I'm going to die? Al-Mata Amut. The angel of death said, like this. Al-Imam Malik, and he pointed with his five fingers. And Imam Malik got scared. And he went to ask, is it 5 days, 5 months, 5 years? What's exactly going to happen? Then he asked Ibn Sirin, and he told him, Ya Imam, إِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَكْ خَمْسٌ لَا يَعْلَمْهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَمِنْهَا مَتَى تَمُوتُ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. He said that when he said this to you, he means there is five things the only one knows when they are going to happen and how it's going to happen. One of them is, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows these five things. One of them, when and where you're going to die. So he's telling you, even me, I don't know when the death will happen. I don't know when you are going to die, Ya Malik. When you are going to die, Ya Malik. A doctor, a doctor walked into the hospital. He said, I had a girl, she is in her 20s. She was like jumping and waiting for me to come because I will sign the paper for her to leave the hospital. I said, wait, let me just, I'm waiting for a test from the lab and I will discharge you so you can go home. She said, no, I want to go home. I'm sick, I'm tired of here. I want to go home. She's in her 20s. He said, I signed the paper after I checked that everything, she's okay. He said, wallahi, not 10 minutes. Not 10 minutes. I was called by the nurses and come back, and I see this girl, which was her face full of life, to see the death in her eyes. And she died in front of me. She never expected to die there. Once I was visiting Oklahoma City, which is not far away from here, the Islamic Center of Oklahoma. And in Oklahoma City, the Sheikh Ahmed there, or Imad, I don't know his name, the head of the Islamic Center, told me that he got a phone call of a woman, that she didn't sound like a Muslim. She called him and she said, I have my mother died and I want to bury her in your cemetery. He said, Sheikh Waleed, we've been for 5 years with the city fighting over this piece of land because we want to bury our people in it, our dead, according to the Sunnah. 5 years. Debate over it. We win the case on Monday. This phone call I got on Thursday. I told her I just got the permit and we not ready to bury anybody. She said, no, my mother said she want to bury it here. She said, come to Isha. She said, what's Isha? I don't know what's Isha. She said, wow. And he raised more doubt about if she's a Muslim or not. She came and she said, no, we're not Muslims. But my mother is a Muslim. What's your story? She said, my mother, she's a Chinese. She's a Muslim Chinese woman who migrated to America a long time ago. Her father left Islam. She decided to leave her father, and she went back to China, and she left her kids with her ex-husband, basically, here, because she didn't accept that. Her daughter, she said, we always have a good relationship with our mother. I invited her to come to visit us in Oklahoma. She said, no, I don't feel good. I'm not feeling well. She said, finally, I convinced her to come. She arrived to Oklahoma on Wednesday. She walked out of the custom. She walked out of the airport. We taking her to the car. She went straight to the Yellow Pages. She picked the Yellow Pages. She took, where's the Islamic Center of Oklahoma? She took the paper and she told her daughter, before she leaves the airport, if anything happened to me, if I die, those are my brothers. Those are the people who take care of me. And I told me, when she told me that, I was so moved. When Khutbat al-Jumu'ah came, I gave Khutbat and said, okay, we will bury her. She is the first one buried in our cemetery. She is the first woman, the first Muslim, first person to get into the cemetery. And I told the brother about her. He said, over 200 people walk with me in her janazah. Her son came, her other daughter came, and this one. They were shocked. They said, who are all those people? Why are they coming? And I told them, those are her brothers. He said, we walk into the janazah after I buried her. The first grave. And her son gave me a piece of paper. He said, this is the dua, the supplications that my mother used to read. Maybe it will be good for you to pray for her with her own words. He said to me, Sheikh Waleed, wallahi, when I looked at the paper, I start crying. And they were like moved. What's in it? It was written in Arabic. It says, Allahumma ihfal awladi, Allahumma ihdi awladi. She prays for her children to be safe and protected and to be guided. And I told him, do you know what your mother all been praying for? She wants you to go back to the belief that you have in the beginning. Basically, her wishes in life is that you became yani Muslim, that you will be protected. Then he said, on the spot, her son said, what I can do to make her now here, or just yani, to make her, to tell, and now I will do whatever it takes. Then he said, I offered him the Islam, and he accepted Shahada on the spot. Her ex-husband said, I want to reserve the spot next to her. Then he told him, oh, but this will cost you. Then he said, any money I will pay. He said, no, it's not money. What? He said, you go back. If you really believe that this religion is the truth, go back to it. Then he said, he accepted Shahada, and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, on the cemetery. When we prayed Asr, the one who came from out of town, the daughter came out of town, became Muslim. And he said, for the one who brought her to our Islamic center, she is one of the best member in our community, even if she's not Muslim yet. He said, very active, very supportive, no barbecue, no events, nothing. We have it in the masjid, unless she's the first one to help. Donate, you name it, very close to the community. I mean, she came all the way from China to die in Oklahoma. When, how, where? This is, nobody knows how or he or she will die. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله الله سبحانه وتعالى said ما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله ما وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا. There is a book, there is a written date for everybody when he or she will die. That's why in Islam, nobody should wish death. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت لضر نزل به. No one shall pray for death. That's why it is so wrong when sometimes I see some non-Muslims, when they think about Islam, they think that Islam is a religion calling people to die, calling people to death, for death. One of the beautiful words, and I heard it from Sheikhna, Sheikh bin Baz, Allah Akbarullah, he used to say, إِنَّ الْحَيَاةَ فِي سَبِيلٍ. This is something not easy. And when you talk about death, in النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, don't pray for death, don't wish death. So death is not something like, some people think that Muslims just waiting to die. That's not true. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت. Don't pray and don't ask for death. Don't ask for death. He said صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم no one shall desire death. If he is good doer, he can increase in his good. And if he is a wrongdoer, then he may repent or she may repent. Reported by Bukhari and Muslim. أيضا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يتب... قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما... أما إن كان محسنا فلعله إذا كان أن يزداد خيرا وإما إن كان غير ذلك فلعله أن يستعتب في رواية النسائي. يعني if he is a good doer he will increase his good deeds. If he is the other way around he might, it might be this time will give him time to repent or have opportunity for him to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تدعوا بالموت ولا تتمنوه يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فمن كان داعيا فليقل اللهم أحيني ما كانت الحياة خيرا لي وأمتني ما كان الموت راحة لي. He said صلى الله عليه وسلم don't pray for death, don't wish death. If you have to say anything, say it, oh Allah, if life is good for me, keep me alive. If death is good for me, so let it be, let it be. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث في صحيح مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة قال لا يزيد المؤمن عمره إلا خيرا. The Prophet said that المؤمن when he lives only living it, he will contribute more good, he will add more good to himself, to his family, to the community, to the society that he's living in. That's the mu'min. As long as he lives, there is barakah in his living. There is contributions that always he or she will offer. وفي أيضا جاء في بعض الروايات قال إنما يستراح من غفر إنما يستريح من غفر له. النبي يعني in some of the narration that the one who wish for death just to, you know what, to get over with it, this is the person who Allah have guaranteed him forgiveness. If Allah did not guarantee you forgiveness, so you should not pray or wish for death. There is exceptions? Yes, there is exceptions. There is exceptions for this case. One of the exceptions, if the person's in the process of death, we call it the sickness which is right before death, في مرض موته. في مرض موتي. Somebody is about to die and he sees and he see that this is the death which is lead to, this is the sickness which is lead to death. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني وألحقني بالرفيق الأعلى. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, oh Allah forgive me, put your mercy on me and I want the company of the Most High. I want the company of the Most High. أيضا يعني some ulama said you can pray for death. Pray for death. When you feel that you accomplish يعني your whole entire life and you're about your death and in the process of death, you see that خلاص, the sickness of death came to you and you're about to die, you can wish that this will come faster in this case. And because of that, they said this is the meaning of the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Surah Yusuf, قال الله تعالى توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Let me die as a Muslim and let me be in the company of the righteous people and the righteous people. And Nawawi رحمه الله also mentioned that the person can pray for death in the time of fitna and a chaos where you don't feel you can protect your religion anymore. You cannot protect your religion anymore. As Ali رضي الله عنه prayed for death when in the time of Al-Jamal, in a great fitna and the person involved in it, Ali رضي الله عنه said, قال ليتني ميت قبل هذا بعشرين سنة يوم الجمل. In the battle of Al-Jamal, he said, I wish that I died يعني 10 or 20 years ago or 20 years ago. And also some ulama said, because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that there is a time will come when people will pass by the grave and will say, we wish to be in your place, to wish to be in your place. They said, and this is because of the fitan, because of the trials that they will be facing. Also, if the person see a reason for him to die in a good end, to end his life while he's doing good, he can ask for this. The ulama said, as the opportunity in the shahada, for the shaheed, in the battle, he can pray for death, that you know what, I will. He pray that he die in this battle. And this has happened in so many companions, like Umair ibn Humam. So many companions said, يعني, they pray that this will be their last يعني, battle, or this will be the last يعني, days of their life, the last days of their lives. But in general, we say that the person should not pray for death because of sadness or depression or just because he doesn't want to live anymore. Yeah, the mu'min, his life only should means good to him and to the people around him. إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا وَكُلُّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْكِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ فَاعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. That the person should work hard as much as he can, because that's what's going to make you successful or unsuccessful in the day of judgment. كان مسروق يقول إذا أتتك الأربعين فخذ حذرك. When you reach 40 years old, be very careful. Go from one level to another. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, Allah created human from body and soul, from body and soul. And he made for us, from us, three stages. We go through three stages. The first one in this dunya, where most of the enjoyment, most of the punishment, most of the suffering, and most of the rewarding related to body, not to soul. أكثر النعيم والعذاب في الأرض في الدنيا للأجساد والأرواح تبعها. Mainly on their bodies. In the grave, mainly on the souls. And in the آخرة, in the next life, distributed equally between souls and body, in hellfire and in paradise. So it's an equal balance. You go through three stages, which it fits every category that you can think of. We know that the knowledge of this death, nobody knew it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Malik once saw a dream. He saw the angel of death. And he told the angel of death, when I'm going to die? Al mata amut. The angel of death said, like this. And Imam Malik, and he pointed with his five fingers. And Imam Malik got scared. And he went to ask, is it 5 days, 5 months, 5 years? What exactly going to happen? Then he asked Ibn Sirin, and he told him, Ya Imam, innama yaqulu lak khamsun la ya'lamhunna illa Allah. Wa minha mata tamutu bi ayyi ardin tamut. He said that when he said this to you, he means there is five things the only one knows when they are going to happen and how it's going to happen. One of them is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows these five things. One of them, when and where you're going to die. So he's telling you, even me, I don't know when the death will happen. I don't know when you are going to die, Ya Malik. When you are going to die, Ya Malik. A doctor, a doctor walked into the hospital. He said, I had a girl, she is in her 20s. She was like jumping and waiting for me to come because I will sign the paper for her to leave the hospital. I said, wait, I'm waiting for a test from the lab and I will discharge you so you can go home. She said, no, I want to go home. I'm sick, I'm tired of here. I want to go home. She's in her 20s. He said, I signed the paper after I checked that everything, she's okay. He said, wallahi, not 10 minutes. Not 10 minutes. I was called by the nurses and come back, and I see this girl, was her face full of life, to see the death in her eyes. And she died in front of me. She never expected to die there. Once I was visiting Oklahoma City, which is not far away from here, the Islamic Center of Oklahoma. And in Oklahoma City, the Sheikh Ahmed there, the head of the Islamic Center, told me that he had got a phone call of a woman that she didn't sound like a Muslim. She called him and she said, I have my mother died and I want to bury her in your cemetery. He said, Sheikh Waleed, we've been for 5 years with the city fighting over this piece of land because we want to bury our people in it, our dead, according to the Sunnah. 5 years. Debate over it. We win the case on Monday. This phone call I got on Thursday. I told her I just got the permit and we're not ready to bury anybody. She said, no, my mother said she wanted to bury it here. She said, come to Isha. She said, what's Isha? I don't know what's Isha. She said, wow. And he raised more doubt about if she's a Muslim or not. She came. And she said, no, we're not Muslims, but my mother is a Muslim. What's your story? She said, my mother, she's a Chinese, she's a Muslim Chinese woman who came, migrated to America a long time ago. Her father left Islam. She decided to leave her father, and she went back to China, and she left her kids with her ex-husband, basically, here, because she didn't accept that. Her daughter, she said, we always have a good relationship with our mother. I invited her to come to visit us in Oklahoma. She said, no, I don't feel good. I'm not feeling well. She said, finally, I convinced her to come. She arrived to Oklahoma on Wednesday. She walked out of the custom. She walked out of the airport. We taking her to the car. She went straight to the Yellow Pages. She picked the Yellow Pages. She took, where's the Islamic Center of Oklahoma? She took the paper and she told her daughter, before she leaves the airport, if anything happened to me, if I die, those are my brothers. Those are the people who take care of me. When she told me that, I was so moved. When Khutbat al-Jumu'ah came, I give Hubbard said, okay, we will bury her. She is the first one buried in our cemetery. She is the first woman, the first Muslim, first person to get into the cemetery. And I told a brother about her. He said, over 200 people walk with me in her janazah. Her son came, her other daughter came, and this one. They were shocked. They said, who are all those people? Why are they coming? And I told them, those are her brothers. He said, we walk into the janazah after I buried her. The first grave. And her son gave me a piece of paper. He said, this is the dua, the supplications that my mother used to read. Maybe it will be good for you to pray for her with her own words. He said to me, Sheikh Waleed, wallahi, when I looked at the paper, I start crying. And they were like moved. What's in it? It was written in Arabic. It says, Allahumma ihfal awladi. Allahumma ihdi awladi. She prays for her children to be safe and protected and to be guided. And I told him, do you know what your mother all been praying for? She wants you to go back to the belief that you have in the beginning. Basically, she, her wishes in life is that you became yani Muslim, that you will be protected. Then he said, on the spot, her son said, what I can do to make her now here, or just yani, to make her, to tell, now I will do whatever it takes. Then he said, I offered him the Islam. And he accepted Shahada on the spot. Her ex-husband said, I want to reserve the spot next to her. Then he told him, oh, but this will cost you. Then he said, any money I will pay. He said, no, it's not money. What? He said, you go back. If you really believe that you be, this religion is the truth, go back to it. Then he said he accepted Shahada, and he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, on the cemetery. When we prayed Asr, the one who came from out of town, the daughter came out of town, became Muslim. And he said, for the one who brought her to our Islamic center, she is one of the best member in our community, even if she's not Muslim yet. He said, very active, very supportive, no barbecue, no events, nothing. We have it in the masjid unless she's the first one to help. Donate, you name it, very close to the community. I mean, she came all the way from China to die in Oklahoma. When, how, where? This is, nobody knows how or he or she will die. النبي صلى الله عليه وآله الله سبحانه وتعالى said, ما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله ما وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا. There is a book, there is a written date for everybody when he or she will die. That's why in Islam, nobody should wish death. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت لضر نزل به. No one shall pray for death. That's why it is so wrong when sometimes I see some non-Muslims, when they think about Islam, they think that Islam is a religion calling people to die, calling people to death for death. One of the beautiful words, and I heard it from Sheikhna, Sheikh bin Baz, Allah Akbarullah, he used to say, إِنَّ الْحَيَاةَ فِي سَبِيلِ. This is something not easy. And when you talk about death, in the Prophet, don't pray for death. Don't wish death. So death is not something like, some people think that Muslims just waiting to die. That's not true. In the Prophet said, لَا يَتَمَنَّيَنَّ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Don't pray and don't ask for death. Don't ask for death. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, no one shall desire death. If he is good doer, he can increase in his good. And if he is a wrongdoer, then he may repent, or she may repent. Reported by Bukhari wa Muslim. أيضا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يتب قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أما إن كان محسنا فلعله إذا كان أن يزداد خيرا وإما إن كان غير ذلك فلعله أن يستعتب في رواية ابن سعيد. يعني if he's a good doer, he will increase his good deeds. If he is the other way around, it might be this time will give him time to repent or have an opportunity for him to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تدعوا بالموت ولا تتمنوه يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فمن كان داعيا فليقل اللهم أحيني ما كانت الحياة خيرا لي وأمتني ما كان الموت راحة لي. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't pray for death. Don't wish death. If you have to say anything, say it, oh Allah, if life is good for me, keep me alive. If death is good for me, so let it be, let it be. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث في صحيح مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة قال لا يزيد المؤمن عمره إلا خيرا. The Prophet ﷺ said that المؤمن when he lives, only living, he will contribute more good. He will add more good to himself, to his family, to the community, to the society that he's living in. That's the mu'min. As long as he lives, there is barakah in his living. There is contributions that always he or she will offer. وفي أيضا جاء في بعض الروايات قال إنما يستراح من غفر إنما يستريح من غفر له. النبي يعني in some of the narration that the one who wish for death just to, you know what, to get over with it, this is the person who Allah have guaranteed him forgiveness. If Allah did not guarantee you forgiveness, so you should not pray or wish for death. There is exceptions? Yes, there is exceptions. There is exceptions for this case. One of the exceptions, if the person's in the process of death, which we call it the sickness which is right before death, في مرض موته. في مرض موته. Somebody is about to die and he sees that this is the death which is lead to, this is the sickness which is lead to death. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لي وارحمني وألحقني بالرفيق الأعلى. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, oh Allah forgive me, put your mercy on me and I want the company of the Most High. I want the company of the Most High. أيضا يعني some ulama said you can pray for death when you feel that you accomplish يعني your whole entire life and you're about your death and in the process of death. You see that خلاص, the sickness of death came to you and you're about to die, you can wish that this will come faster in this case. And because of that, they said this is the meaning of the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Surah Yusuf, قال الله تعالى توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. توفني مسلما وألحقني بالصالحين. Let me die as a Muslim and let me be in the company of the righteous people and the righteous people. And An-Nawawi rahimahullah also mentioned that the person can pray for death in the time of fitna and a chaos where you don't feel you can protect your religion anymore. You cannot protect your religion anymore. As Ali radiallahu anhu prayed for death when in the time of Al-Jamal in a great fitna and the person involved in it, Ali radiallahu anhu said, قال ليتني ميت قبل هذا بعشرين سنة يوم الجمل. In the battle of Al-Jamal, he said, I wish that I died يعني 10 or 20 years ago or 20 years ago. And also some ulama said, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there is a time will come when people will pass by the grave and would say, we wish to be in your place, to wish in your place. They said, and this is because of the fitan, because of the trials that they will be facing. Also, if the person see a reason for him to die in a good end, to end his life while he's doing good, he can ask for this. The ulama said, as the opportunity in the shahada, for the shaheed, in the battle. He can pray for death, that you know what, I will. He pray that he die in this battle. And this has happened in so many companions, like Umair ibn Humam. So many companions said, yani they pray that this will be their last battle, or this will be the last days of their life, the last days of their lives. But in general, we say that the person should not pray for death because of sadness or depression, or just because he doesn't want to live anymore. You know, the mu'min, his life only should means good to him and to the people around him. إِنَّا لَنَفْرَحُ بِالْأَيَّامِ نَقْطَعُهَا وَكُلِّ يَوْمٍ مَضَى يُدْدِي مِنَ الْأَجَلِ فَاعْمَلْ لِنَفْسِكَ قَبْلَ الْمَوْتِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّمَا الرِّبْحُ وَالْخُسْرَانُ فِي الْعَمَلِ. That the person should work hard as much as he can, because that's what's going to make you successful or unsuccessful in the day of judgment. كان مسروء يقول إذا أتتك الأربعين فخذ حذرك. When you reach 40 years old, be very careful.